I'm Dave McGowan, and this is VPR News. The number of children taken into state custody has jumped by 40% over the past 2 years. The increase has overwhelmed the child welfare system. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Shumlin administration has called for substantial new investments in state and county personnel.
Rutland County State's Attorney Rose Kennedy has become all too accustomed to meeting kids with unexplained bruises, burns, and broken bones.
I work frequently with kids who are victims of crime, and I like saying to them, my name is Rose, and my job is to help protect you.
Kennedy says it's a promise she's struggled to keep.
But the reality is, for those words to have any meaning, we need initiatives like this.
The initiative Kennedy's referring to is an $8.4 million plan from Governor Peter Shumlin that will fund the hiring of more than 40 workers across the child welfare system. The proposal calls for 35 new staff members at the Department for Children and Families, 3 deputy state's attorneys to handle child welfare cases, and the hiring of another judge to hear them.
There's no sense in adding social workers if we can't get them adjudicated and in the right places.
The plan will also create 2 new jobs in the public defender's office.
While this won't solve all of our problems, and there will be more tragedies ahead, without a doubt, this is a step in the right direction. It's an investment we must make.
State officials say opiate abuse accounts for the lion's share of the increase in children being removed from their homes. Secretary of Human Services Hal Cohen says some of the new investments will allow for substance abuse screeners to accompany caseworkers to the homes of suspected addicts.
We are very hopeful that by adding social workers, by adding substance abuse specialists, that we are going to be able to do a better job protecting our children, and also giving social workers the ability to do the kind of work that they need to do.
The plan calls for 28 additional caseworkers at the Department for Children and Families. The new hires will bring caseloads from 17.7 families per caseworker down to 16 families per person. It's still well above the 12 family per caseworker ideal. But Commissioner of Children and Families Ken Schatz says the investment will go a long way toward reducing pressure on overwhelmed staff. DCF will also hire 6 administrative workers whose jobs will include recruiting foster parents for the children flowing into state custody. The announcement comes as the state grapples with a significant budget shortfall. Shumlin says he'll pay for the proposal by making cuts elsewhere in state government. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.